Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
All right, Bob, let's take a closer look at one of the most stunning trades. And, you know, we weave this into Pittsburgh topic because, generally speaking, you know, the NBA, I don't think, holds a lot of sports attention around here. But, man, this will hold anybody's attention is Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis in a trade that rocked the sports world. And to me, the unanswered question, you don't trade a 25-year-old in a generational player. It just doesn't happen unless it's like a Mookie Betts where it seems like he wants to get out of town. And maybe that happened behind the scenes. But it seems to me the question here that nobody's really answering is, why did Dallas do this? Why would you do that? Is it because of their ownership that they don't want to pay this $325 or $45 million contract that's going to kick in for him? Are they being cheap here? Because if I was in Dallas right now, I would be beyond outraged, wouldn't you?
Yes. I mean, again, you're talking about a generational player. And it was weird in that if I'm Dallas and I really want to move on from Luka Doncic, what I would do is make it be known through all the leak sites that are out there that, hey, Dallas is opening up. They may not be interested. Who's willing to? Like, for example, if you saw the trade yesterday, for De'Aaron Fox, he goes to Wembanyama's team in the Spurs. Did you see who was it? There was a third team involved there. They got like 6 number one picks. I'm saying if you're Dallas and you want to get rid of Luka Doncic, okay, I would disagree. But if you do, make it a bidding war. Go out and tell everyone.
Right, they didn't.
Instead, they called one team,
yes,
the Lakers, and say, hey, we want him. Do you want him? Sure, let's go. That sounds desperate.
Something sounds very, very odd about the whole thing.
And all due respect to Anthony Davis. I mean, that's an older guy who is a rim protector, very good defensive player, can score, sure. But he's not Luka Doncic.
No.
You won't get another shot.
I mean, Anthony Davis is a guy who can do at his height what not a lot of guys in history have done.
But he's also getting up there in age, too.
He's not Doncic.
Right. And I just think that just was so short-sighted. My goodness. And it was one team and one team only. And if you're Rob Pelinka in L.A., you absolutely take that trade. They want star players out there. That's what sells in L.A. And you have Doncic now to go along with LeBron James. I don't know if they have enough. And quite frankly, they become a bad defensive team even more so now with Doncic because he's not that good defensively. But what he can do on the offensive side makes up for it. I don't know.
I guess the moral of the story for me, I honestly don't care about the particulars for either one of those teams. I couldn't care less about Lakers or Mavericks. Is what is it? It's a reminder that anybody in sports can be traded. And that's why I bring it back to Sid, Paul Skeens.
TJ Watt. All of them, yep. Skeens.
Anybody can.
If the Pirates would do that, I would be curious what the reaction would be here among this fan base. Especially if it's just draft picks.
It would be outrage, I would think. Yeah. As much as people are capable of outrage.
But you know, at some point we will be having this discussion for real. Because the Pirates will want to get something in return.
How many more years of control of Skeens do they have? Four?
Five.
Five? Including this year?
Correct.
Okay. This year is 2025. See, even I know that limits. So you're telling me 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29.
That's correct.
5 years of control. So if we go on the Garrett...
And he'll only be 27 years old at the end of this.
If we go on the Garrett Cole plan, they traded him with 2 years left on his deal here. So then we're talking about in 3 years, this actually starts to become a viable topic based on all of history, because everybody knows the Pirates aren't going to sign him to a $500 million deal, which is
it'll
at
be
least
a billion. It'll be
a billion-dollar deal is at least what he's going to command.
And they lost an extra year because he won the Rookie of the Year, finishing the top two. So seven becomes six, which is now five.
There you go. So we're pretty close to actually starting to have these conversations for real, okay? So why is it so unreal now? Like if the Dodgers called Bob Nutting tomorrow and said, we'll give up our entire prospect pool for this guy, plus a player and money, at least the top end of our
prospect
pool.
That's the Ricky Williams deal. I'm not going to go. I want players too, though.
I listened to everything. That's why when Art told you, he basically told you he didn't even listen on the Tomlin thing. Wouldn't you be curious what your coach was worth to
sure.
a team?
Again, that's my business to just check it out, see how far down the road I can see. And I would like to know what the value is just because. Why? Information is always important.
Information.
I think.
That's right.
And if they were willing to engage in something crazy, yeah, it would have been certainly worth talking about.
Somebody wants to call me about Skeens. I'm listening
right now,
at least to the effect I'm listening out of curiosity,
right.
If nothing else.
Oh, I want to listen to everything. In fact, I may engage them in a little game. Okay, let's say we do this. What are you going to give me? I want to know. Tell me what it is
yes.
now. And at the end, I can always say, you know what? It's just not enough. Sorry, this is bad timing.
Right.
But at least I know I would do it.
Man, if I was Art, I would have been so curious about that. What if the Steelers go 4-13 next year? And he actually does want to move on. Wouldn't you be curious? All right, here's what we might be dealing with if we move on from this guy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As far as a return package, of course, Tomlin has a no-trade clause. How did that happen, Bob? Have you heard of many coaches with no-trade clauses?
Apparently there are some, but I didn't think there were any, actually. That's when I heard that for the first time, I thought, wow, that's interesting. And it makes me wonder about the motivation to get it into a contract. You know, why?
Great question. I guess all the protections you can, all the control and protections that are imaginable you want to get?
I guess.
Every lever of control that's available, you get. And Mike Tomlin has control over his franchise like few coaches I've ever seen in sports. I mean, it is incredible. He's the loudest, most powerful voice in the organization, as Adam Schefter said a few weeks ago. That's obvious. He is the last word on draft picks. We know that. And in a year... where his handpicked coordinator and quarterback, two guys he handpicked, failed in historically spectacular fashion and were jettisoned from the franchise 3 years into each of their tenures, less than that in Pickett's case. Instead of any ramification of that, as far as lessening his power or even moving on from him, Art Rooney tripled down on him and gave him a longer extension than usual. At 3 years, a nice hefty raise that made him the fifth highest paid coach in all of American sports. Oh, and he has a no trade clause. He has more control over this franchise. I don't have the list in front of me. You'd have to show me a coach in American sports who has more control over their franchise, no matter the performance, than Mike Tomlin. Anybody off the top of your head?
Well, Greg Popovich.
I would say that was one of my, but he should not be doing it anymore.
Well, maybe after Tomlin's fifth Super Bowl, we could have talked about that kind of power being
but
justified.
That's, also,
that's one. Two.
I would have
said
Belichick back in his day when he was still there.
Well, we saw that they moved on from him.
Yep.
But two with Greg Popovich is they had the courage as an organization to say we're going to stink.
Yeah.
And we might get a big prize. Well, look at the prize they got. And now they just made a trade to augment that prize, something that the Pirates abjectly refuse to do, is to build around this generational centerpiece they have. And
that's the biggest crime of this offseason for them. They haven't done anything
in
to
all
build
of
it
sports.
Around.
It's it's one of the biggest in all of recent sports history to have a guy like that. Even the Mavericks, for God's sakes, they go out and get Kyrie Irving and go to the finals.
Yeah, they drafted Gafford, and they've had good players to put around them, big men to surround Luka.
Yeah, they almost got it done last year, but fell short. But he was the reason they got them all to the finals. But
anybody else? Because Popovich, all right, if they went to Tomlin 3 years ago and said we're gonna sink
to bottom
here.
What about Andy Reid? And I'm only saying that
now, but again, it's justified if he
it's
does.
Justified, yeah. If he wins the way he's winning, he can do whatever.
But he's been
want.
Fired too,
right? I'm just asking the question.
Yeah,
maybe Reid,
justifiably so.
Joe Maddon had a lot of pull with the Cubs when they were winning playoff games and going to the World Series in 2016, but that was also a lot of Jed Hoyer's production.
Yeah, and it didn't last, and it was nothing like this.
Yeah,
18 years in. Hasn't been competitive in a playoff game for 8 years.
What do you think if they extended a conversation with Chicago? What do you think it would have resulted in if it came down to a
I'll tell
a
you
return?
Next, Bob. I'll tell you next about that. And then we will dive more into Penguin talk. And maybe we'll talk about trades, the history of trades in this town. I'll get Bob's
And I also think about the
impressions.
Penguins. I don't know. What can they do next in terms of gathering
resources?
Oh,
I'll tell you what they could do next, Bob.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.